This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
United Airlines has appointed an interim chief with legal rather than managerial experience. The company's legal counsel, Bret Hart, is taking the helm as CEO Oscar Munoz recovers from a heart attack. People who hold stock in Humana and Aetna have now signed off on a $34 billion merger. This deal and the other one with Anthem and Cigna raise questions about competition. Now, at the same time, health insurance co-ops designed to compete against the major insurers are struggling to keep the lights on. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY, Dan Gorenstein reports.
Co-ops from Oregon to New York are closing as fast as flop houses in a gentrifying neighborhood. Harvard's Catherine Swartz says too many of the 23 co-ops lack deep pockets to sustain multi-year losses and sophisticated software that makes enrolling consumers easy. But the third challenge may be the toughest problem to solve.
You can negotiate lower reimbursement rates if you are an insurance company with a large market share. If you are a small startup, you don't have that kind of market share clout.
Northwestern's Limor Daphne says co-op's failures prove something that many health observers have known for a long time. It's exceedingly difficult to break into this business.
If you would like a new insurer to succeed, we have to make more changes than what these co-ops represented.
Daphne admits that's easy to say, but much harder to pull off. She says theoretically, co-ops could stick if someone stepped up to absorb their losses as they launch, and that seems pretty unlikely. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.